Welcome to this series of guided meditations in response to the COVID-19 pandemic that we're experiencing worldwide. And these are things that you can practice at home and can find calm and peace and stillness, hopefully. And this is the approach I will be focusing on today, using calm, peace and stillness to calm the thinking which fuels our negative emotions of fear, anxiety, panic, and even depression. And last week I did a guided meditation on being our own best friend. It's a loving kindness meditation, so that we can reduce the negative emotions. And this is the whole approach that I emphasize, is to reduce the negative emotions that give rise to these emotions of fear, of anxiety and panic. And today, as I said, I would like to focus on the thinking and how do we reduce the impact of thinking on our minds and in meditation, but in our daily life too. This is very important, not just the meditation. Meditation is a preparation, a training ground for our daily lives too. So first and foremost, of course, is understanding that thinking is perfectly natural, that we do it all day. So it's very unreasonable to expect that we'll stop thinking in meditation. Also, that it is conditioned, that the thinking that occurs to us arises from all the things we've paid attention to in the past. And to also accept, to understand that it's largely out of our control. The things that come up, the associations, the way the mind jumps from one subject to the other with very little connection, so it seems. And so the important thing for us when we realize this is to accept thinking as it is, to treat these thoughts with these emotional states, positive emotional states of calm, peace and stillness that I will be focusing on in the meditation, and not to try and get rid of the thinking, not to get into a battle with the thinking. And also when there is thinking, to notice that there are gaps, and these are gaps of peace that we can focus on. The Buddha actually gave a very nice teaching called the removal of distracting thoughts, and it's in the middle length discourses, number 20. And he gave five methods, but this morning I'd like to focus on two of those methods, substituting and also calming down the thinking. Substituting the thoughts that we're having with something more positive, in this case, with feelings of peace, stillness, of calm. And he also, so they're the two that we'll focus on. And what we mean by substitution is that we give the mind a little bit more work, something to do, so that it has less opportunity to focus on the thinking. We're giving it something else to pay attention to. And so the main approach in this meditation will be to develop a positive feeling, a positive emotion, and combine it with our meditation object, in this case, the breath. And we can do that with metta, but we can do it with any of the positive emotions. There are many that we can use: contentment, thankfulness, joy, acceptance. And today, we'll focus on calm, peace and stillness, and make the object of our meditation, say the breath, or it can be the walking meditation, the feet, if we're doing walking meditation, it makes the object much more attractive than the thinking. I say, it makes it like 3D. So in order to bring up a positive emotion, I often use and encourage meditators to use a visualization to bring up these feelings of these positive feelings. And so today I would like to encourage, I'm doing myself and encourage others, to bring to mind people, places or things that give rise to the feeling of peace. And so that's, as I mentioned, that's people, places or things that give rise to the feeling of peace. Anything that brings up this feeling of peace. And then to, with that peaceful feeling, to combine it, to infuse the whole of ourselves from head to toe and the meditation object. And in, I will also, in the process, be using other supports that can help reduce thinking. That's a mantra. In this case, we can use calm or peace or stillness. And we can also, I will also be using some deep breaths, which Ajahn Chah, famous Thai meditation master, recommended for calming thinking. And as I mentioned before, we can pay attention to the space between our thoughts. Hopefully they will get the spaces. Well, and when we do pay attention to the spaces between our thoughts, we can notice the peacefulness, the calm, the stillness in that space. So that will be the focus for the meditation today. And now we can start the guided meditation. It will be for a half an hour. But before I start, I should just mention that my name is Ajahn Nisarana, forgotten about that. And I'm one of the monks from Bodhinyana Monastery, and that I ordained with Ajahn Brahm about 22 years ago, and for the last 14 years have been living in Sri Lanka. So now we can have our guided meditation. So please, we can first of all come into the present, close our eyes, and just feel how the body is for a few moments. Remembering there's nothing we need to do for this half hour. There's no place we have to go to. Just feeling how the body is and making any adjustments we feel necessary, so that the legs are comfortable and the balance, the body is balanced, the head over the shoulders and the shoulders over the hips, so we feel the sense of balance and ease in the body. And we can take three deep breaths just to bring us even more into the present moment, letting go of past and future. Future is where anxiety, fear, panic, all those things hang out. And depression hangs out in the past. But here in the present, we can be in an oasis, as it were. So firstly, to breathe in three deep breaths. And now we can relax the body mentally, starting at the top of the head, giving this mental massage to the whole of the body, with starting at the top of the head, the back of the head, the sides of the head, this soothing, warm, kind attention. And moving down the forehead to the face and around the eyes and the mouth with this relaxing, soothing attention. And bringing to mind the neck and giving the neck this warm, kind, massaging attention. and bringing to mind the right shoulder and the right arm, hand and fingers, and giving it this gentle, warm, kind attention, relaxing it, soothing it. And now bringing to mind the left shoulder, the left arm, hand and fingers, and giving them this mental massage. And bringing up, bringing to mind the back, starting at the shoulders, and giving this soothing, warm attention to the back as we move the attention slowly down the back. Now bringing to mind the front of the body, starting just below the shoulders and moving our attention slowly down the chest, the diaphragm, the stomach and the abdomen, giving this mental massage, especially for any hard, stiff, painful areas. Bringing to mind the right leg, starting at the top of the right leg and moving our attention slowly down the right leg to the knee, ankles and the toes, feet and toes, soothing the right leg, giving it this mental massage. Now bringing to mind the left leg, starting at the top of the left leg and slowly moving our attention down the left leg to include the knee, the ankle, foot and toes, soothing it, massaging it with the mind. And now we can become aware of the whole body just sitting here, experiencing body sitting, pressure of sitting on the seat. Whatever we are aware of, the temperature of the air. Now we can bring to mind an intention for the meditation, to bring up a sense of calm, just looking on, whatever we experience, pleasant or unpleasant. being at peace with what we are experiencing, and developing stillness, acceptance. And we can bring to mind an image that we associate with calm, with peace, with stillness. It may be a statue, like a Buddha statue, or it may be a quiet and peaceful place, a long way from the hustle and bustle. Perhaps a mountain, a forest, or a still lake or stream, or a place with a panoramic view, 180 degrees view, like a beach, hilltop, a desert, or even a sacred place, like a meditation center or a forest monastery. A place we feel we've been, and we feel the peace, the calm, or even a person whom we find very calm, peaceful and still. So we can bring up this image of a statue, of a place, or a person, and get in touch with the feeling that arises from bringing up this image. Perhaps a feeling of calmness, stillness, or peace. And we can feel our bodies from head to toe with this feeling of calm, of peace or stillness, however we experience it, and to fill the mind with it as well. Soothing this body and mind, this thinking with this calm, feeling of calm, or a feeling of peace, a feeling of stillness. And when we become aware of the breath, we can feel, we can breathe in, feeling this calm or peace or stillness, infusing the breath with this feeling of calm, feeling of peace or feeling of stillness. And if we wish, we can use a mantra with it. Either calm on the in-breath and calm on the out-breath, or peace on the in-breath and peace on the out-breath, or stillness on the in-breath and stillness on the out-breath. infusing the in-breath and the out-breath with this sense, this feeling of calm or peace or stillness. Breathing it in and then breathing out this calm, peace or stillness to the world, our gift to the world. If the feeling of calm, of peace, or stillness reduces or vanishes, we can bring up the image that aroused these feelings, the original image, to bring that feeling back up to our awareness. And now we can refresh this feeling of calm, of peace or stillness in our minds by remembering the original image and start to radiate, expand this feeling to all those that are participating now, watching this online, expanding it to include them, this peace, this gift of peace, this gift of calm, of stillness. Radiating it to all those who are watching this at the moment. And then we can radiate it in ever-widening circles to all those around us, be they humans, animals, insects, radiating the stillness, calm and peace in ever-widening circles to include the area we're living in and then widening it further and further to include the whole planet, the whole of the earth, and all realms of existence. This gift of calm, peace and stillness. And now we can bring our attention back to ourselves and make the aspiration to develop as much and as often as possible these feelings of calm, peace and stillness towards our thinking and whatever we experience in meditation and in daily life. And we can anchor this feeling of calm, peace and stillness in the heart so that it becomes like a reference point for us. And as we're coming close to the end of the meditation, we can review how the meditation was. How do I feel now? Was there more calm, peace, stillness, acceptance in the mind? And were we able to bring this feeling of peace, calm, stillness to the thinking and whatever we experienced? And What effect did this have on the thinking? Was there less thinking? And lastly, what did I learn? What was the cause for what I felt? Just looking at the causes and conditions so that we can repeat them, use them in future. So now we can slowly come out of the meditation, slowly opening the eyes and moving our bodies to make them more comfortable. So I'd like to thank you for watching this video, and I hope that it was useful in developing these states of calm, peace and stillness, and that it helps you deal with the thinking, particularly thinking that fuels fear, anxiety and panic. And keeping in mind the seventh factor of the Buddha's teaching, four right efforts, that our job is to develop positive states of mind, wholesome states of mind, and maintain them. And to avoid negative states of mind and to let go of them if they have arisen. And when we develop these positive states of mind and maintain them, it's a great way to let go of negative states of mind and avoid them. So thank you for watching this. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.